She might not know what the bright pink birthday bag with bones on it means, but today, October 14th, Labrador Retriever Daisy is being celebrated at VICPD for a dual occasion. It's both Daisy's fifth birthday and almost her second anniversary of making the department a better and brighter place. On October 24, 2023, Daisy was officially sworn in as a dedicated operational stress intervention, OSI, dog, uniquely positioned to provide comfort and reduce stress for officers and staff who are exposed to potentially traumatic incidents. Daisy is trained to recognize signs of stress and trauma and provides a calming presence to those who need it most. The difference between Daisy's role and a traditional service dog is that she supports the entire team, rather than being paired with an individual. Daisy has become an invaluable member of our team, providing critical support and contributing to a healthier work environment, says Detective Sergeant Matt King of VCPD's Special Victims Unit. Marking both her birthday and approaching anniversary allows us to highlight the positive impact she has had in a relatively short time. Daisy, along with her handlers, King and Supervisor of Jail Guards and Special Municipal Constables Ryan Denninger, make up the 7th OSID team produced by BC and Alberta Guide Dogs. Wounded Warriors Canada donated her to VICPD in partnership with BC and Alberta Guide Dogs, which provided her extensive training and handler preparation. Training for a BC and Alberta Guide Dogs OSI dog costs over $35,000, according to the organization. According to VICPD, service dogs generally retire at age 10, so the team looks forward to many more years of her sweet, gentle company.